This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A growing number of Republican officials and candidates are calling on State Party Chair Dave Williams to resign. CPR's Benta Berkland reports there are several reasons.
Many of those who want Williams to step down say the party's crossed the line by attacking LGBTQ Pride Month. Recent emails from the party include subjects like God hates pride and no to pride, yes to Jesus. Williams' opponents say the messages spread hate and division. However, it's not the only reason some want to force him out. Many Republican candidates and local officials are also upset the party has started to endorse candidates in Republican primaries. Williams, who is also running for Congress, has not responded to CPR's recent request for an interview, but he has publicly said he stands by his actions. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Voters in Colorado's 4th Congressional District can already cast their ballots in person. The district gets an extra 7 days for early voting. That's because of the special election to fill the rest of former Congressman Ken Buck's current term. People in the 4th District can vote the entire ballot at early voting centers. The rest of the state will have the customary 8 days of early voting in the run-up to the primary on June 25th. The 4th District includes Castle Rock and Highlands Ranch south of Denver, Loveland, and much of Colorado's eastern plain. One of the victims in a plane crash Friday has died. Melissa Brinkman was one of 4 people taken to a hospital after a small plane crashed and caught fire in a front yard in Arvada. Construction of single-family homes is off to a fast start this year in the Pikes Peak region compared to the last 2 years. The agency that handles building permits for the area says it's already issued nearly 1,500 permits this year. That's up more than 30% from last year. More than half of those homes will be built in Colorado Springs, more than a third in unincorporated El Paso County, and others in Monument, Fountain, and Woodland Park. This is Morning Edition on CPR News.